Hey, I'm Jack.
And I'm Chad. And if you're listening to this podcast, you may be wondering, where can I get my hands on the rulebook to this amazing game they're playing?
Well, you're in luck, because Legends, the superhero role-playing game, is now available for purchase on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, Chapters Indigo, select comic and game stores, and even off our website, www.matchplaygames.ca.
So if you've ever dreamt of battling injustice, pick up a copy of Legends, the superhero role-playing game. The world can always use another superhero.
Last time on Legends, a superhero story.
It has been 3 and a bitty years. It is 2024 now. You have all been doing your own thing. You all get a text to a group chat that has not been pinged in probably about a year and a bit from Crimson Crusader, inviting you all to his apartment in Olympus proper for a big gala this upcoming weekend. It's a film and TV awards gala.
Sorry for the short notice. It's tomorrow. Pre-party in my place. See you there. Not optional. Hoorah.
3 and a bitty years? That's a long time. Sure hope it's all gonna be worth it. No pressure, Jack.
Are you ready?
So we're starting another arc, and it's been 3 and a bitty years.
Is the bitty.
3 and a bitty years.
La,
it
la,
is
la, 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 la.
May 2024.
May 3rd.
I'm excited and nervous.
Let's start this off, and just a heads up, since we are all catching up for the first time in 3 and a bitty years, to the pre-party, plus ones are allowed.
Good.
Excellent.
So paint me through how everybody is arriving at this pre-party. It's not only in his, it's in his penthouse apartment. CC's penthouse apartment, 3 floors.
He didn't just take over our apartment?
I was thinking about that, but I don't know. I was thinking about that and thinking about maybe he just took over the entire floor, but I think he's recently moved to Olympus proper. He's gone uptown. He's in Liberty Heights, which is like the arts district and theater and all sorts of stuff. So he's moved there into a penthouse apartment. It's like the top three floors.
He has
huge place.
He has 3 years of series lead money going on right now.
It's true.
A kid show series lead money.
Cool.
Run me through how everybody arrives to this rooftop pre-party.
Asher is actually going to show up early and just mingle. He's going to be in costume, which looks different. And Purple Blur is also with him.
Nice.
Yes.
And here, this is a perfect time to run me through your new costume. Asher?
So, Asher has kept like the black base of the costume. The blue has disappeared. There's a little bit of a shiny, like obsidian type feel to a lot of the costume. And it almost like a living metal kind of thing. And then on top of that, the silver is just constantly running across up and down, so it almost gives it this kind of watery look to the costume, but you can tell that it's just constantly shifting around the costume. And no mask.
God damn it.
Nice.
He didn't learn.
Oh no, he did.
Oh.
I'm just mingling with the people there and catching up with Cece.
Nice. Let's go. Who wants to go next? How you arriving?
Well, I think actually how we arrive slightly earlier is the three of us would have flown in on the Osprey.
Okay.
So, would we have been in contact with the other Dynamos? Probably not.
On and off,
probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
But flown in, to the Skyport and, put it, Purple Blur and Dust Fox have taken off. And I think, United's taken a spin around the city and then again showing up at the right time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you in like a more formal costume or are you just in your normal red and black?
No, formal costume.
So, like, what's a
actually,
formal costume?
No.
He's got a platform heel.
No, I'm, in, I am in a
go-go boots.
Tuxedo.
Showing some legs.
You're in a tuxedo?
Yeah, he's in black tie.
Black tie? Mask, no mask? Goggles?
I have my goggles in my pocket.
Cool.
It's all just like tuxes and dresses with masks a la The Incredibles wedding.
Yeah. I think that as you're getting there, there's a healthy mix of like A-tier celebrities there and black tie. And then there's some people in like black tie with a mask or...
okay, the goggles are on.
And then there's other people who are just in full costume. Or there's some people who are in like a black version, like a more formal version of their costume as well. Who wants to go next?
I should clarify as well. Asher is in costume. Purple Blur is not. She's more like dressed up and fancy for this one.
Mm.
Okay, cool.
Interesting. I'll show up. I am not in costume, but my plus one is.
And your plus one is a hero we all know and love.
Well, his name is Kyle.
His name is Kyle, but a hero we all know and love.
Strongarm.
Yes! Himbo!
Excellent.
Yes.
Yes!
Strongarm.
Kyle.
Who is in... So he's got the one bare arm, his right arm, very muscly bare arm. And then the rest of his costume, I'd say it's like kind of primary colors, red, yellow, blue, and it's kind of armored. The rest of it is armored because, you know, like his right arm, very strong, very indestructible. The rest of him, not so much. So he's kind of armored and he's in the normal costume.
I'm just wearing like a plain black floor length dress.
Cool.
Yeah.
Abigail.
I just burped.
The best part of that was is you moved away from your mic. It was so quiet. Nobody heard. But he came back and just...
I just burped. I just feel like I kind of have to announce that for everyone.
Abigail shows up in a flowy dress, fancy dress, with her domino mask on. And her hair is in a braid. With her plus one, who is also wearing a tux and a mask as well.
Who is?
Ricky Donovan.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy.
If I may, purple bow tie on Ricky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is he wearing a mask as well?
Yes.
Yes.
Or are you there with Ricky Donovan?
He's wearing a mask
okay,
as well.
So you're there with shock value?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And is he still shock value? Or
I think
did
so.
You change?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so up to you on this one if he's just wearing like a domino mask, but shock value does have like a full face mask. He could be wearing that instead.
Yeah, sure.
So he's wearing his like purple full face mask.
Yeah. And then she has like a purple flower on her.
Aww.
On like a brooch.
Nice.
To match.
I do have costume underneath.
Naturally.
Of course.
So I just assumed black tie with the cape coming out the collar. Coming out.
2 years. I'm a classier dude now.
That's true. It's a lumpy butt.
How old is everybody?
Yeah, how old is everybody now?
I'm 23.
23 as well.
Yeah.
36. No, 35, sorry.
Beard, hold up, no, I got a math.
Beard.
I think Tracy would be 27?
No, she's like...
Or 28 because her...
28 turning 29 in November.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my birthday is in December, so she would be... 23. Yes.
Cool. So I think there's probably you all arrive at different times and you haven't really seen CC yet. And there's one moment where you all kind of on the different floors eventually all kind of converge on the bottom floor of this penthouse and you see all of each other. Maybe it's to grab a drink, whatever, but you all kind of have this moment. And I think maybe like Strongarm awkwardly like walks through and he's got like an entire like shrimp cocktail thing that he's like eating and he's like going by and he's like, oh babe, hey, and he's like offering it to Tracy while you're having like awkward eye contact with everybody else because it's the first time you've seen them in a few years.
Aww.
And you all of a sudden hear, oh my god, they're all here, everybody here, oh my god.
I give him a big
hug. Oh yeah. And he's like at the third floor, like way up. I think he just jumps it.
Is he what's he dressed as? Is he Cece or Ben right now?
The Jolly Jumper.
JJ.
So
okay.
green tux, green helmet, and he drops down and lands.
Huge hug.
Huge hug. Yeah, big group hug, I
absolutely
think. Probably pulls everybody in.
Yeah.
Can I ask something? You said it was where we looked at each other awkwardly. Were we not in contact over 3 years? Like,
I think you were, but this is probably at this point, and correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, but this is probably at least, I would say, the 6 months at the latest before it, from the past. I mean, obviously, you two see each other. The boys see each other all the time. But I would say that this is like the first time in at least 6 months. I wanted to say like a year, but it's totally up to you.
Sure.
All.
Okay.
Yeah. I mentioned this on the group chat, but I think that Abigail kind of tried to stay in touch with everyone, and then she kind of just like slowly moved away, and like she had a lot on her plate the past 3 years. So yeah, she's probably like very different from last time you saw her.
I think there's probably been a lot of individual meets, but it's like the idea of getting all five of you together.
Right.
It's the friends reunion.
Basically.
I haven't seen it.
so huge group hug with everybody. And he's like, huzzah, we gotta like catch everybody up. I'm sure we've all seen each other individually, but like.
Absolutely. But Ben, this is.
It's Sir Ben. I got knighted.
You what?
Sir Ben. Sir Ben. Yeah. I love it.
I mean, it's no biggie, but it, you know.
That's awesome. This is great. Congratulations. It's a big success. Congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
You're going to have to tell us the story about how you got knighted at some point. That's amazing for you. And hey, congrats. This is a nice place you got here.
Well, apparently, like, the Queen's corgis are, like, big fans of the show. And, it's just... I guess they're just knighting anybody these days.
Yeah. Oof. Congratulations.
Hold on. Does even knight have a knighthood?
Probably not. So this is basically the time. He's like,
so I think we should go like one by one, but catch me up. How's it going? Like I know we see each other every once in a while, but like 3 years for all of us to get together again. I said, let's go one at a time. Let's catch everybody up.
Are we just standing in a circle being like, so, hi, everyone. My name is Abigail Rose. Hi,
well,
Abigail.
I think this is kind of my explanation on how we can all catch each other. What's been up? Costume change, name change,
absolutely.
Archetype change. What's been up briefly for the past 3 years? I'd love like a couple minutes from each person, if possible.
Sure.
But yeah.
And I think visually, you know, we can grab some drinks and go and sit on a couch.
I think you probably end up like on the rooftop or something.
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
Yeah,
rooftop,
overlooking the city.
Awesome.
Reminiscing.
Reminiscing.
Who wants to go first? Who hasn't gone first today about something?
I haven't gone first today. I can go first.
There you go. Amanda gets to go first.
Do you want it in character or do you want me to just like say what's up with Abigail?
Probably more so like how Abigail has changed. Like what's up? Like,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say out of character because there are some things that we would know about each other.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would say this is out of character catching. Basically, we're catching up the audience. So
Abigail has spent the last 3 years training for whatever is coming to New Olympus and the world. She's kind of more, she likes to keep it more to herself, and her new archetype is the, wait, we talked about it, the survivor. Her new archetype is a survivor.
New strengths and flaws are?
She works really hard, and she's always working, and that's a strength and a flaw in itself. And a lot of the things that she has been working on, it hasn't really been handed to her. She's had to actually like go and like train and basically change herself a little bit, because before she was very happy-go-luck. She was very positive, and now because she has so much on her shoulders, she's kind of like, she's taken on the weight of the world basically on her shoulders. So she's changed a lot. It has been in a relationship with Ricky for almost 3 years now. Even though she lives in the sanctuary, she has a little apartment with him.
Aww.
And that's their little sanctuary in itself too, where they kind of go to like escape everyday lives. She has family dinners with the Donovans on Fridays.
Which I think, if I may say, which we talked about before, was very much no shop talk at the table.
Mm, yeah, mm. You're fair. No work talk. Like, you're part of the family, but no work.
Yeah.
No work at the dinner table.
Do I know that you have family dinners and that you're in the city every Friday and I haven't seen you in forever?
No.
Okay, cool. Fair.
Yeah, but she lives, it's kind of like a long distance in quotation marks, but long distance relationship, because she has to stay at the sanctuary most times to train and do all her duties. And then when she's like, okay, I need a break, she goes back to the city and she lives with Ricky for a while. Her new superhero name is Corey. That is the second side of the Persephone coin. It kind of pays homage to, like, well, Cora means maiden and lady. So it kind of pays homage to, like, her old self while still being in that Persephone persona. And her outfit, she's not wearing it right now, but her superhero outfit is almost like She-Ra's. It's very, like, Roman white. It has some green details. And she has a little, like, headpiece, a little Roman headpiece, laurel on her head that's, like, golden.
From what we said before, kind of similar-esque to what the people of the sanctuary wear, but kind of amped up and more superhero-esque.
More superhero-like. Yes. She doesn't have a cape or anything. It's just, like, very, like, Roman, very Greek and Roman, with the little laurel on her head and the domino mask. And she's always keeping her hair out of her face now, so it's easier for combat. But yeah, very different from 3 years ago.
Cool. Let's do Tracy.
Tracy. Tracy's been working at Prototech since like March 2021. And like April 2021, she moved to an apartment in Point Grey. And like that summer, she like basically not like officially stopped superheroing, but she hasn't been superheroing like for almost 3 years now. And like Cece, I am assuming he occasionally would go out on patrol and kind of drag her out, but
occasionally,
like very rarely.
He got pretty busy as well.
Yeah. But in the fall, she enrolled at New Olympus University to get her Bachelor of Computer Science because she doesn't have any post-secondary.
Good for her.
And then later specialized in artificial intelligence. And then her and Kyle started seeing each other in October 2022. And they moved in together January 2024. So it's very, very new.
Honeymoon stages yet. With the relationship.
Yeah. Yep. Well, not with the relationship. They've been dating now for like a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not really.
But moving in together still.
Yeah.
Ooh, new. Yeah. She did finish and graduate early, though, the bachelor's program.
Yeah.
As well.
She's been working
good for her. And she's been working at Prototech.
She's smart. Since.
Yeah. I think after you catch everybody up, like, Kyle comes by and he kind of, like, whispers into you. He's like,
I ate too much shrimp and now my tummy hurts. I think I'm going to go home if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. it was lovely meeting everybody. Bye.
Still whispering?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Bye, Kyle.
Good seeing you again, man.
Oh, thanks. And he, like, claps you, like, way too hard on the shoulder by accident. Like, strong arm.
My shield's on.
He's just gloating.
Strong arm, past 3 years, the only person to hold the World Arm Wrestling Championship for the right hand and be the outright loser on the left hand. At the same time,
man.
Only person to hold both titles.
Wait a minute. There's a title for loser on the left side?
Yeah. They broke his arm like six times. So.
Oh,
I don't think.
It's like Steve Rogers pre-serum.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically. He heads out. The boys.
Here comes the boys.
So there's some differences, but there's a lot of similarities. So take it together. Take it individually. However you want.
I'll go first one. Asher's going to, when Atticus offered him to go to North America and start superheroing there, I think part of the reason that Asher jumped at it so much, I think he had to get out of the city. I think the city was not great for his headspace. But he started this 3-year stint by taking a few months off, actually. Like, he went and lived with his mom a little bit. And another reason he wanted to take it was he actually wanted to follow up and try and find out more information about his dad.
Mm-hmm.
But what he came to realize is that, or he slowly comes to realize, is that he doesn't need to do that. Like, he doesn't actually need to find out any more about him. And I think he was trying to live up to his dad in a weird way. And he realized, no, I need to be my own person. And that's really when he started to grow up a little bit. He's not going to really explain all of this to the group, but that for the listeners at home, that's the journey that he's been on. And so really since then, he's been working with Atticus, who I will, and I'll let Chad explain what they've been doing, and working with Purple Blur. He has decided to change his name and his costume, and the new name is Mercury.
Ooh.
And
oh, I love it.
There is a thought process to this. It's not just what's a cool name. Jack and I.
It is a cool name though, but
oh, it is. It absolutely is, and it works on several levels. But we had played actually with Asher almost wanting to take his dad's name, like almost going down the Guardian Angel route.
Aww.
And then we played with variations on Angel, but I think Asher wants, like, he wanted to pick an aspirational name, a name that he can grow into and
cool.
try and
love
fill
that for him.
The boots of. And so we went with a god name.
Nice.
Mercury works for the silver, and I think just who Asher's personality is on a fundamental level, so that's why we went there.
I approve.
Thank you.
archetype change, and
yes.
we'll jump back to Tracy in a second,
because
we forgot to do the archetype for her, but you go first.
Yes. Asher. So Asher has moved more from the innocent into the selfless, and it really is about putting his teammates and the people he cares about and is trying to protect first. He has really worked to tone down, I think, some of that young aggression that was coming out a lot. and so in that way, he's started to see much more possibility in people, but that can also lead to other people potentially taking advantage of him or tricking him in a way. Yeah. Cool.
I love that for him, though.
Part of the reason that Asher Mercury doesn't wear a mask is because he's started to meld between his persona and the hero a little bit more, and he doesn't really want to hide that fact.
Mm-hmm.
And so if, like, there might be people who recognize Asher as Mercury and vice versa, but I think he's trying to be more open about that and actually kind of meld the two together.
Sick.
And, like, do away with some of the secrecy around that. And
cool.
So that's why no mask.
Very cool.
I love it.
But in terms of what he tells the team, it's like, oh yeah, changed costume, changed name, and I've been working with Atticus here.
Bouncing back. I don't have a new name, but I am no longer Impact because I have not been superheroing. Also, just like Emily felt weird about being the only one that wanted to steal the name from the new Dynamos. But also, I feel like she hasn't been superheroing, so she just doesn't have a name. It's not like she's like deregistered. I don't know what the...
No, they don't. Unless you die.
Oh my god.
You can retire though, right?
You can retire. You can take your name off, but you're kind of like, once you're on kind of thing. Like, I guess they have like an inactive list.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
So like you get those people who like they go...
haven't renewed my membership.
And they haven't renewed and they go onto like an inactive list, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And for new, I've picked the counselor as my archetype.
I love that.
And the strengths are she's really good at listening. And she's super fascinated about new powers. I think that's like really working at Prototech. And for a flaw, I picked your powers are not what they used to be. And sometimes you need to rely on your teammates for assistance because I feel like she's just out of practice. So.
Yeah. No, totally fair. Yeah. A little rusty. Monsieur Atticus.
Cool. So 3 years ago, we left New Olympus with the idea that New Olympus has a lot of heroes already, and I wanted to follow in my grandfather's footsteps and restart the new Centurions in finding more of his journals and things like that at his home. We found Dustwalx and I, or Mercury and I. We found there was actually an existing base of operations at Diablo Lake in the Cascade Mountains. It's a very remote area, and it's from the surface, it just looks like a little cabin in the woods, but there's an underground complex where the Osprey can come into the lake. And
cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. So it was my United, Duskfox, Purple Blur. We found actually at that base the commander and Adam were still there. Minerva joined us as well as
so just to touch Athena became Minerva,
right?
Yes. Yeah, because
Athena joined the team. She changed her name to Minerva.
Yeah. And then there's two other NPCs of Jack's characters that we haven't really introduced yet, Rune and Frankie, that were members of the team as well. After about a year, he had the idea that these people, you know, all these different teams are working separately. And so he and DF...
Now Mercury,
contacted the preeminent super teams on different continents around the world, and they created the Global Defense Network. So there's representatives from each continent around the world now. So New Olympus has the Vanguard, Africa has the Unity, Antarctica has the Watchdogs, which are more of a science-based, highly intelligent super team that they watch over the entire Earth. Asia has the League, Europe has the Union, South America has the Andes, and Oceania has the Southern Cross. And so they're in constant contact with each other, and helping out. And they're not the only super teams on those continents. They're just sort of like the Vanguard is the preeminent one in New Olympus. But everybody is there for one another and in constant contact in case anything happens on a global scale, that they can have relief efforts and help arrive in very short order. He's really trying to live up to the name. And again, in reading more of the journals and stuff, United was not just a cool sounding name. It was his grandfather's way of trying to inspire people to come together and to be united. And that's why he wants to take it even bigger than that. Yeah. So that's what he has.
Oh, I love it.
Sorry, did you say one for Australia?
That's Oceania.
Oceania. Yeah, it's the Southern Cross.
Ah.
Yeah.
Which is the star pattern that's on like every single flag.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I thought it was I thought it was Australia too. And I'm looking at it's Oceania.
No, yeah.
Wouldn't that change?
It, because that includes New Zealand and
There's like actually like 40 countries, like the Solomon Islands and Papua New Guinea so many different
places. What did you say for South America?
The Andes.
Love it.
And then there's all the heroes that are I've been making heroes like crazy. All the heroes that are on those teams. his archetype, he has moved from the champion into the leader.
Love it.
And so the strengths, your great leadership skills, others look to you for direction. You're great with coming up with a plan. And while you avoid it if you can, you're quite handy in a fight. And the flaw is, unfortunately, he hasn't fully grown up yet because you take lead by example too far and often put yourself in dangerous situations, some of which may have been better for other members of your team to face.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still struggling with that whole rush in all the time. But
working on it.
Yeah. And so that's where Atticus is.
That's so cool. I love how we all changed.
And you kept the name United, correct?
No, actually, he's going by Glowstick now. No, yes, he kept the name United. He's actually also stopped correcting people who call him Atticus and insist they call him Gray. He's OK with being called Atticus.
Oh, I love that. Character growth.
Character growth.
You would hope it would happen in 3 years.
In 3 years. Yeah.
What are you talking about? I've been exactly the same person for the past 10.
So as you talk, I feel like you probably talked to CC for a few hours, probably. And around 6 o'clock, the crowd starts kind of thinning out a bit. And he goes, oh my God, we got to get going.
Where are we going?
Where?
To the award show.
This is a pre-party.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I just went British for some reason. Yes, okay.
I don't know how much I want to hand wave here. So I would say y'all go to a theater in Liberty Heights. Big red carpet, paparazzi. And also this was not a plus ones thing.
Yeah.
So I think at this point, like maybe your plus ones went back home. Or I think... like Ricky has other stuff to do.
Yeah.
I think probably Purple Blur maybe said something about visiting with her brothers in the city. So they went off and did their own things. And the you go to this award show and it's big like film and TV award show for stuff. And the Jolly Jumper like sweeps like all the categories it was nominated for.
Of course.
And
it's wild.
So do you guys have any questions or anything? Like I don't want to just say
Jolly Jumpers.
My question is, how does a show like the Jolly Jumper sweep the awards? That's fantastic.
It's the Lord of the Rings of its year.
Apparently.
Have you guys watched the Jolly Jumper recently? It's like it's boosted the literacy rate worldwide. Like it has done so much.
It's basically
like the Mr. Rogers of its generation. Like,
fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it.
Syndicated all around the world.
Yeah, there's like Jolly Jumper movies, like TV shows.
Action figures.
action figures,
lunch boxes,
huge brand. Like it's like huge. Like he's a huge, huge celebrity.
Awesome.
Guy, I'd say
awesome.
Like on par him. With.
On par with.
Like if you were
Mr.
to compare,
Rogers,
compare him to.
Oh.
Oh well.
Like is he like Bill Nye?
Yeah, probably. Like he's like they do all sorts of different educational things, like Jolly Jumper. Try science and like does like science stuff for like does all sorts of different stuff. The merchandising is humongous. It beats Hello Kitty. No, I'm kidding.
Holy cow.
What is it like? Hello Kitty's the most profitable yep. merchandising yeah. like, in the world. No, it doesn't get that far, but it's a powerhouse.
Nice.
And nearer to the end of the award show, I think if anybody questions, comments, nope. concerns. No. It's nice.
I think we're super proud.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Like it couldn't have happened to a better guy.
Near the end of the award show. They say, and we have one final word here for the night, the Lifetime Achievement Award, which we wanted to present to our very own Jolly Jumper.
Got a Lifetime Achievement Award after 3 years? Wow.
Yeah, they say my life's pretty fucking awesome, so.
That's his acceptance speech. That's what he walks up
well,
with.
Well, he goes up and he accepts it, and he says, he gives this big long speech, but he goes,
most importantly, I'd like to thank my friends here.
And he points at all of you guys and he goes,
for basically adopting me into their family and giving me a family. And I wouldn't have any of my success without them. So I share this with all of you. And he holds it up.
I think he does the thing like he starts breaking it into pieces and trying to like throw it to you guys.
I mean, the head's already off, so like he just like keeps going and gives you all a little bit of his Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, man.
I get the plaque, though. That's
okay. Big standing ovation.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the awards presenters, they're like, you have to give that back next year. Like, it like goes out on a yearly basis. Like,
no.
He's broken the award.
Oops.
No, but yeah. He then invites you. He goes,
y'all want to, like, after party at my place?
Papa Jack's?
Ooh, no, let's order it, I think.
That
Super Skip.
That's what I meant, but yeah.
Yeah. So I think you've retired back to his apartment, and it's just the five of you hanging out on the rooftop, eating Papa Jack's like old times, having a good old time. And it's probably like 1 or 2 in the morning at this point. Like, this is probably the latest y'all have stayed out for a long time, I'd say. I also don't want to just like railroad this. Like, if anybody has anything to talk about or.
Wait, so I have a question. This can be like an out of game question. He doesn't go by CC anymore. He's just only the Jolly Jumper now.
Well, the public figure is the Jolly Jumper.
And then when he's a superhero, he's
CC. Yeah, perfect. But I mean, he hasn't gone out of control in
Ripple
pretty,
identity.
Pretty long time.
Okay, great.
which leads me to I think you're probably, I don't know how drunk y'all would get. He's pretty slammed, but he's like,
we should go out on patrol. All five of us.
You think so?
Right now.
I don't think that's a good idea. I think you're pretty drunk, CC.
I think enjoy your night.
Sleep no, no, on no, it, come on, guys.
And he like flips up this button or flips up this little panel on the deck furniture and he presses a button and the CC suit like lifts out of the ground. And he's like,
I had this installed. But, you know, I never thought about changing in front of everybody else in the middle of the roof. So, like, you talk about it. I'm going on patrol. I'm going to take, and he's, like, fumbling to get the, like, all the suit out. He's like, I'm going to go get changed. And then when I come back up here, y'all better be in costume.
Here's the thing, guys. If we go with him, we can protect him. We
I
can
was
make sure he doesn't
say,
hurt himself.
I'm not,
so I start taking my jacket off.
This isn't a patrol. This is a protection mission right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
I don't have a costume.
Hold on. Atticus, you have a mask.
I have my goggles.
Didn't you bring a mask? Oh, no, your goggles were in your...
We can go to my apartment and get you something if you'd like.
I'm pretty sure you could pretty easily, like, stop by Prototech and grab a Hero Weave or something.
Or, I'm pretty sure, like, somebody just left some random mask on the floor at the pre-party.
No, but she'd want her gear and stuff as
That's
well.
True.
Yeah, Prototech isn't far away.
Protech isn't far away. Your apartment's probably not too far away.
It's not too far away. It's probably like a small apartment.
Tracy's like, but the fuck? You have an apartment in the city?
It's like Daniel, same floor. Daniel said earlier, somebody he knows like, has lived on the same
I know.
Floor.
I know.
It's him. So CC, he's like, you hear him like crashing around.
He peeks out from around the corner. And he's like, I'm almost ready. Why don't we like take 15 minutes to get some more Za in us, sober up a little bit, and hit the streets.
Sounds great.
So y'all all go then and get your...
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess costumes. So.
I also go and pour like 2 liters of water for Ben right now.
Oh, he slams it. He chugs it.
Good.
Absolutely.
That was like the first time he ever came over and he just poured water. He just slammed it, but none of it went in his mouth.
Yeah. He just spills it everywhere.
I would like to also make an offer that when we moved to North America, we left one warbler with Tracy and one with Cece.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Because they're the ones that were left in town.
Yeah.
Did you arrive on the warbler then?
No. Okay. We probably took our like...
Uber? Stuber?
Stuber. Stuber.
Stuber.
That was just a subtle way to say there's probably a couple warblers lying around.
But I'm... I'm nearby though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're nearby. They're... You are all nearby enough that we can pretty easily hand wave in about 20 minutes. Everybody's costumed up.
Yeah, I'll run home and run a prototech and grab a hero weave, I guess.
So you grab your gear, and then what's your new costume going to look like then?
Pretty similar, but just like not as much color, right?
Okay.
Is that what we talked about?
Yeah.
You literally just showed me pictures as an example, and I've already forgotten. I was like, yeah, I love that. So you explain it.
One of the things that we talked about is like when Captain America changes to Steve Rogers, like top cop, and he wears just the jumpsuit and the harness, similar to that. So either no color at all or just one full color on the jumpsuit.
Yeah, probably just a gray or navy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you've got all the gear on top.
Yeah. Yeah. Pull it out from under the bed and a Rubbermaid. Hasn't been touched.
I think you get home and Strongarm, he's like all blanketed up on the sofa and he's like, oh, my tummy hurts.
And I shoot him an extra strength Tylenol.
Like,
yeah, you shoot him from across the room. Like,
is it like Earth 616 Captain America or is it just like the cop?
Similar to that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I don't think like not big like insignia on the front, just plain.
Yeah, no, just plain.
So pretty close to your old one. Mask or no mask?
Mask.
Mask, cool.
Okay. Especially now that I'm not heroing.
Yeah, yeah. Totally fair.
What is up, super friends? It's Emily. I hope you're enjoying issue 52 of Legends, A Superhero Story, our fourth arc, the Storm arc. But I gotta interrupt because I want you to know all about our sponsors and all that good stuff.
Every hero needs to be ready to roll, so keep your pencils, note cards, and dice at your fingertips. With geeky tendencies, dice bags with pockets. Why stop there? Protect your fancy math rocks and your friend's tabletop with their collapsible dice trays that pack flat. Level up your game with their card albums, perfect for spell cards or your Heroes of New Olympus trading cards. Canadian owned and absolutely super. Make your game night legendary with geekytendencies.com.
Hello, Legends. Looking to celebrate your fandom? Whatever you geek out about, Loot Crate has a subscription box for you with themes such as Marvel, anime, gaming, and more. Each crate is filled with hand-picked, awesome geek and gamer products. From shirts, gear, and gadgets, they have also included limited edition collectible items from brands you know and trust. Go to lootcrate.com today and use promo code THELEGENDSCAST for 15% off when you sign up. That's lootcrate.com for geeky goodness delivered right to your door.
Tabletop Titties is a weekly tabletop role-playing podcast run entirely by people of marginalized genders.
Queer, feminist, hilarious, and most importantly, fun.
Our D&D campaign is run by Dungeon Goddess Charlene Bear
and features themes of post-apocalyptic battle royales,
revenge,
love affairs,
puzzling challenges,
and horrifically hilarious carnivals.
New this year, Titties by Night, a Vampire the Masquerade V5 campaign.
Story told by Kelly Wright, this show follows a vampire coterie of supernatural investigators in Victorian London.
All our shows have professional actors, intricate editing, and storylines that keep you coming back for more.
For more information, visit
visit our website at tabletoptitties.com.
And whenever we say tabletop titties, that's with double D's, if you know what we mean.
Make sure you're following us on social media at The Legends Cast. And if you're looking for more information on Legends, the superhero role-playing game rulebook, you can head to at Match Play Games on social media, or all of this information is on our website as well at www.matchplaygames.ca. Thank you so much, everyone who's been tweeting about the show. Remember, if you tweet using hashtag TheLegendsCast, Jack might name an NPC after you. This is the last month to enter our rulebook giveaway. What you have to do is go leave us a review on either Apple Podcasts or Podchaser and send us a screenshot of it. This week, next week, we'll be drawing the last winner first couple of days of October. So get those reviews in and send them our way, and you could win a copy of Legends the Superhero Role-Playing Game. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, follow, share, all of it. And until next time, stay vigilant.
Where are we patrolling, team?
Sorry, you said where is this apartment? In Liberty Heights?
We're at Liberty Heights. So
Liberty Heights, Tracy's in the Plateau, and the Donovan couple are in Jester Bay.
Well, do we want to head to maybe like Powers District? Because there's going to be a lot of superheroes there. So even if we do get into trouble, there might be someone else to help out.
Yeah, or even the shipyards, since it's, I'd imagine that it's like far away from...
The shipyards is where y'all used to operate.
Yeah.
I think we should go to, the shipyards where we used to hang out.
Yeah.
And also, there's not too much trouble down there. I mean, it's a couple of Ravagers or Donovan's like, oh.
So y'all go to the shipyards?
Oh, no.
Oh, look at those Donovans down there pushing boosters. Seth's like, that's Kenny and Jerry.
Yeah, I know him. I met with them last week. We play...
Canasta.
We have meet game up every night. Now and then for lawn bowling.
We have game night every other week.
Shit.
So the shipyards then.
Yeah.
One big thing to see in the past 3 years, that whole 5 or 6 block radius that got blown up. Not the last time y'all were here, but it's all like kind of like building into high-rise buildings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they've really, really taken over. So it's, by this point, it's probably about 3 a.m, I'd say. And CC is like, where are we going?
Let's go to the old stomping grounds.
And y'all just doing a regular patrol?
Yeah.
Big hamster bubble?
Warblers. Sorry, I would have kept tabs on the new dynamos. Whereabouts? Are they still in the shipyards or are they?
They're still in the shipyards.
Are they still in the coop?
I was going to say, did they take over?
Yeah, they took over the coop and stuff.
But we all left, so.
I subleased it to them.
Oh, nice.
Charged them?
For $1 a year.
Nice.
I just want it still to be ours.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's totally fair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I took all of my stuff.
Totally fair. Let's get a census contest from everybody.
Ooh, first rolls with our new stat.
First roll with these upgraded senses. 34.
26.
28.
34.
Oh, I also want to say that Persephone and Corey probably hang out every once in a while. They kind of like talk and they're like, ooh, sisters.
Get my...
The new Persephone.
Ah.
New Persephone and Corey.
Oh, right.
And
do
Corey,
I get my bonus for...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah. She's like,
no.
The two personalities just talk to each other.
16 plus 15 is 31.
16 plus 15 is 31.
31.
Yeah. Cool. The new Persephone. Mercury, you're kind of zipping around and you see like 3 shadowy figures in an alleyway, and it looks like a little bit of a booster dealing going on. And you kind of zip by, but it definitely you see it.
I'm gonna ping the location as it were, or just tell the group, and then I'm actually going to get off the warbler and walk right into it.
Wait, are you driving the warbler? Like, how is...
Oh, yeah. Who's on warblers with who?
I assume United is flying, and so you don't have to be driving one, but I would have assumed, like, CeCe's driving one and Tracy's driving the other if they were left with them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. then I'll just
DC's got a personalized license plate
on
it now.
And walk right down the alleyway into it.
Can you give me an agility contest, please?
41.
So you kind of jump off and almost like a little, I imagine almost kind of like a little drag race, like make like a little parachute with the silver, and it just like and it slows you right down and you stop, and then you've pinged the location of the alley, right?
Yeah. And I just called out to the group, looks like a drug deal's going on. I'm going to go see if I can break it up.
If we're patrolling together, though, we're not all a long way away from each other, are we?
No. You'd all be in a unit. So, like, yeah. He stops and you guys went a little bit further, and then you'd be coming back.
Right,
now.
Okay, so...
I kind of picture, like, a lot of the way we patrol is, like kind of circling around each other. Mm-hmm. So, like, we're all pretty capable amongst ourselves.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you're going to go in and check it out, like, it's not like we're 10 blocks away.
No.
So, cool.
So what do? You just walk in into the alley?
Yeah, you said three people, right?
Yeah.
And just walking in. Is it like one dealer, two buyers kind of thing, or?
It looks like two dealers, one buyer.
Two dealers, one buyer.
There's a really tall guy, a kind of shorter, wider guy, and then a woman that is buying it.
I walk right up and, how are we doing tonight, everyone?
The big man turns around. He's like, back off, little boy. You don't want any of this.
You're right, I don't. And I look over to the buyer, the woman, like, are you okay? You need a hand here?
Fuck off.
Wow.
And you see her, she's like pulling her collar up. So she's like trying to hide her face as well. She's like, fuck off. And she's like, trying to hide.
Bold. Fuck.
I mean, like, I'm not trying to go for the combat right away. Like, how do I handle this? And say to her, like, do you really need this stuff? Or is there another way we can help you tonight? Because I'm just trying to de-escalate the whole thing.
I think you see that she's already got like a little brown baggie and she's backing off towards the back of the alley more. And she goes like, I need it. And she's backing off. She's like, you just leave me alone. Okay.
I think I would have like a card of like a rehab clinic or something on me. And I just go up to her and I give her the card and is like, I want you to call these people and I think they can help you out. And I would imagine like a rehab clinic in New Olympus is probably free of charge. They have subsidized.
For sure. Yeah.
So I clarify to her, it's like, look, it's free and I think they could be good for you and they can help you out. Okay. So just give them a call.
As you're kind of reaching out, the big man puts an arm out and kind of tries to step into your way. He's like, I said, back off, little boy.
I'm not talking to you right now.
We don't need any new heroes coming up on our turf.
Do we see that, Jack? Or
oh yeah, by this
away?
Time I think the rest of you have kind of circled around and you see this, and he gives you a little shove back. He's like, we don't need any new little boy heroes out here trying to take care of our business of on our turf. And the other one, the other showman, he's like, yeah, and he like opens his jacket a little bit and you see he's got a gun.
We see this, so we're all in the alley now.
Oh yeah,
so I'm just gonna like slowly lower down just off of his right shoulder.
I'm going to go again to give her the card, and I'm not going to be fancy about it, but I'm just going to kind of like duck under the arm.
I think she like
to get past him,
nabs it and takes off running.
And I'd stand between her and those guys.
Okay. So like, you kind of do a shift around them.
Yeah. So I'm like blocking them and allowing her out.
So she nabs the card and she runs off and she actually drops the bag on the ground, and the little guy, he goes to like grab it, and he goes, you're ruining our business, man.
Are they Donovans or are they Ravagers?
They're Ravagers.
Okay.
And I block him from the bag. It's like, and you're ruining her life. All right. We're just trying to help her. I don't actually care about you.
Well, he's very pissed now that you're blocking again, the little guy.
Yeah.
And he's, that's it. He rolls a 10 and he tries to like quick draw his gun to shoot you. And I think he gets one round off, but doesn't even come close to you.
Oh, yeah. Is that initiative then?
I would say this is initiative now.
Oh, God. That wasn't good. 21.
Oh, a reminder with initiative now, everybody. Your initiative score starts at 10 plus your number.
That was still a 21.
That's fair. But just a reminder.
Your score plus your bonus plus what you roll.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So 10 plus bonus.
Yeah, so your bonus is probably, what's your bonus? It should be like...
So it's 10 plus my 8, so 18 plus
your
the 3 that I roll.
Plus the 3 that you roll, yeah. So,
yeah.
So your initiative score is 18.
Yep.
23.
14.
So I rolled an 18.
And plus 14 is...
32.
in true CC fashions, he nat 20s
the initiative and will proceed to nat 1 everything else.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Just like the good old days. Okay, Corey, you're up first.
Let's do Rooted Grove on both guys. That was a 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
Yes, that hits.
23, and then just, 12 damage.
12 damage, cool. Okay, so you, like, Rooted Grove both of them, and they both kind of cinch up.
Then I also want to move in closer to where the battle is, just a little bit.
The one bigger guy, he's all kind of cinched up, but he takes out a syringe off, he's got this little bandolier and he sticks it in his arm, and you see that this is actually, it's like a red liquid inside instead of the normal kind of greenish yellow from the normal boosters, and you see him kind of bulk up even more so, and he actually like strains and splits the roots that are around him. We see like, and he grows probably about 8 feet tall and really big and hulking in size. And who's Persephone? You said you walked right up to them, right?
Yeah, just a little bit closer, just a few steps closer.
Just as a reminder to everyone, if you're anywhere close to me, you get a +2 on your rolls.
Yeah,
cool.
Which everybody is in.
Yeah,
it's to accuracy and damage.
No, it's just accuracy or and skill contests. Okay, so the big guy hits you, Core, 20 blunt kinetic damage as he boom. And smashes into you and punches you, and you go kind of skittering down the street.
Okay. Should not have moved in closer, but it's fine.
Oh, it is CC. Who wants to see what CC does?
We all do.
Got a good roll. he goes in and he kind of drop kicks off of the big guy's knee and spins and kicks the little guy across the jaw. Doing 8 damage.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy like makes a little squeaky noise. And then it's the little guy's turn. And he misses you completely, Mercury, as he tries to like unload the clip at you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But he's kind of not fading in and out, but Core once again.
Corey.
Oh, Corey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, it is actually Tracy. Corey, you're next.
Mm-hmm.
I will run in and try to grapple the big guy to the ground. And if I do some damage to that would be sick. 25.
Definitely,
20, wait,
definitely
plus,
hits.
Plus 2.
27.
Definitely hits, yes.
13 plus 9 is 22 plus 5, 27 damage.
27?
I can just like barrel into him.
So you're not grapple gunning him?
No, not grapple gun. Grapple as in like...
Oh, like grapple. Oh, okay, yeah. So yeah, you run up. And I think you do like this dive over top and grab his neck and you like
it's
swing
him.
It's
not that fancy. I just ran into him.
You just ran into him.
I just ran into him.
So you just like suplex him and grab him. Grab him to the ground. And boom. And you do quite a lot of damage. He like lets out this big oof of air. Are you doing anything else with the other action? That was just your attack.
If I can hold him so he cannot attack someone. Is that a new thing?
Give me a strength contest for that.
Thank God. That everything is plus 35 because I rolled an 8.
I rolled a 6 and he has a plus 30. So you still win.
Yes.
So yeah, he tries to get up and he struggles, but he does not. Also, just for everybody at home, we have some new things you can do in combat.
Mm. Woohoo!
They should be listed on your character sheet, but you can do combat maneuvers now. So taunt, duck and cover, ambush. Yeah, there's 10 different actions you can take in combat now. Anyways, Corey.
Yes. Double stamina boulder blast at the two targets.
Okay.
That was a 12.
You'll hit them.
16.
You'll hit, yeah.
Perfect. And since I don't have the boulder gauntlets anymore, I switched my utility mastery to my boulder blast, so I don't use stamina. Do I have to... Even if I'm doing double stamina, I will spend some stamina, right? Or how does that work?
Yeah, so you would just take the regular stamina. Then,
just the regular
since,
stamina?
Yeah, since you're doing the double, you take the regular amount.
Perfect, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, damage. 5.
That's 5 to each of them?
Yes.
Or do you want me to roll for both of them?
No, you can just keep it. Mercury, you're up.
I guess for me is like turning on, air quotes, my armor a thing, because like the silver is just kind of constantly around me, right? That would still take an action?
No, if it's constantly around you, I would count that as the armor. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's just constantly on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. In that case, I am going to try and like kick out the inside of this guy's leg. 24 to hit.
Yeah. That hits. Are you going little guy or big guy?
Little guy. And then also while I'm doing that, I like kind of want to, air quotes, feel around him. Like if there's a syringe, I just want to kind of remove it from the situation.
On the little guy? Okay, cool.
Yeah. And this is all just kind of like flavor. It's still going to be one attack and one action kind of thing. So,
can you give me an agility contest as well as you kind of feel him up?
Nat 20.
Yeah.
Nice. Starting the new arc off strong.
Yeah.
9 damage.
Nice. Okay, he's out.
Like, is he unconscious kind of thing?
Yeah, unconscious.
Okay.
Big guy, can you do a strength contest with me, please?
Crit fail.
Okay. So the big guy kind of shakes you off. He gets up. What's your defense? Ben's is 13. Yeah,
is he still? You. Do I still have Rooted Grove on them?
It's just then... for the first turn. So
okay, yeah. He broke out right away.
Yeah, 24 damage as he shakes Tracy off, and as he shakes her off, he grabs and just slams her into the ground.
Nice.
And Monsieur United, it is your turn.
How does the big guy look?
Not great.
Not great.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to fly over to him, and I'm going to deck him. And at the same time, just holler out. No, I'm not going to holler out. Nothing. Okay. Ooh, nat 20.
Yeah.
So punching him. So that is 20. Well, it's minimum 30.
Why is it minimum 30?
Because it's a 2d10 plus half.
Oh, yeah. So 30 damage. He's going to be out. He's going to be out.
Okay,
for sure.
So he's out.
We'll roll it anyways.
Two, four. So it's another six. So 36.
36. So you... sweep in, and he's just slammed Tracy into the ground, and you hit him right in the back of the head, boom, and he goes barreling over top to the other end of the, kind of smashing into the little bag of boosters that they sold the lady.
Okay, and with my last action, I'm going to put a hand out and say, you all right, Beck?
Yep, thank you.
Help her up.
And that's the end of the order.
Woo!
And Krzyzewski, he's like, fist in the air, he's like, hell yeah! Hoorah!
I'm going to immediately go pick up that bag of boosters, and I'm going to search both of them and remove any contraband.
Yeah, you find a few more bags of boosters and things.
Honestly, I don't even feel like turning these guys in. I just want to kind of remove the bad stuff.
Totally fine.
Yeah, and that's just me. Like, somebody else might decide to call it in, but...
Can you give me a sentience contest as well, Mercury?
30.
As you kind of ruffle through and pick up their stuff, and then you walk to the end of the alleyway where it opens up onto the big street, and you pick up the bag, the smaller brown bag of boosters, you get this like odd sense of danger, and you look up into the sky, and there's like a little storm cloud.
Okay.
And it's really weird because there's like lightning generating inside, it looks like, and it's floating down closer and closer. And closer until it like overhead, and all of you see this pass like overhead, and it's going fast. And it at the end of the street, there's a small park, and you hear this huge crash and shredding of trees as it like, as it crashes. Wow, I keep hurting myself on everything around here. As it like the storm cloud basically comes down and hits the into the park and crashes and.
Hamster bubble.
I'm going to immediately run into the park.
Yeah, I'm just going to...
Well, is it the park next to us or is it a ways away?
Oh, it's down the block. It's a ways away.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. Hamster bubble, we'd fly you over there. But
also,
okay.
Did I by chance recognize someone within that cloud? No?
You can see into it.
Okay.
Jake's head. Audio medium.
Yeah, so you couldn't
see
into it.
This is like issue 50 or 1 or 52.
Okay. I was thinking about it. I was going to say anyways. Anyways,
rolling roots there.
So is everybody just ASAP. Hoofing it down
right
there?
Yeah.
And I'm jumping over there.
Yeah, warbler.
Cool. Can everybody give me a census contest, please, as you enter the park? And it's pretty easy to follow this trail of destruction, this big trench.
26.
37.
Do I get my bonus?
No.
Oh, a bonus with me around, I think.
You all get a bonus, a plus two bonus, but you also get the thermal.
Yeah, 26.
Vision. What's the bonus? Plus two?
Plus two.
22.
That was a 28.
Twain. Okay, so you all enter the park kind of at the same time, and you follow this steam and this big trench, and you happen upon this big gleaming silver spaceship, what looks to be. Looks kind of retro-esque, and you see for a second it kind of fritzes, and a big storm cloud appears around it, and then it fritzes out, and then it fritzes back, and it fritzes out, and then before finally you hear this big like, and the storm cloud fades out.
How big is the spaceship?
It's pretty big. It's probably, I would say, the size of like one of those, you know, those big white cargo vans that you could get, like a 16 passenger van, like it has the bench seats. It's probably the size of that. So, okay. And there's this door on it, and you hear this like as the door starts opening up and a bunch of smoke starts billowing out.
Also, as a side note, just going into this, what's our base knowledge in terms of aliens and
guys falling?
No, like, because like
in
we're super
in this world. Yeah. There is on the Olympus group, the department of, I can tell you exactly what the idea behind. That's what you're asking, basically, right?
Basically, like, I want to know how surprised would we be if actual aliens decided to show up? Because as superheroes, we would have...
No, we know aliens exist.
So the Department of Otherworldly Affairs is essentially...
Right, yes. Thank you.
I'll just say this is on the Olympus group. Mainly a symbolic position that is left empty. There is evidence of aliens alien beings visiting Earth in the past and sharing what knowledge they have. This seat on the new on the Olympus group is left open to any elected alien citizen or permanent resident of the city, which currently doesn't exist to the knowledge of the Olympus group. So there is evidence of aliens in the past history, but nobody has ever been like, alien, if you know what I mean.
Okay, so we can point to actual, like, proven stories of it, but it's not like UFOs for us.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, cool.
Anyways, so this big, like, the door seems like it's breaking, and... Mm-hmm. Out steps, kind of stumbles more like, is this tall, like 6.5-7 foot tall, big, dark purple skinned alien, for lack of a better term, in a black jumpsuit, and immediately at your group levels what looks to be a gun.
Hamster bubble.
Speed contest. Yeah.
I immediately just go, like, put a hand, is like, whoa, we're not, just checking to see if you're okay.
And he yells, are you all hamster bubbling? He did call it. It's up to you if you actually go in or not, but...
I failed my contest.
Oh, you failed your contest? And then was Tracy jumping into the hamster bubble?
49.
She makes it.
I'm going to jump in, but I want to be kind of at the front of it so I can still, like, call out and
talk. And this big alien is like...
I failed.
Go on, stop.
I crit failed to get to the hamster bubble.
So Persephone Corey and Mercury both failed their hamster bubble roll.
Mm-hmm.
And that was your action. CC makes it. Oh, easy peasy. He was already piggybacking on United. So you have hands up in the air.
Yeah.
And he goes up, and he presses the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And this ray comes out, and it goes, and you don't feel any different. And then he points it at himself, and he presses it, and it starts. It goes, and he goes, go there. They're coming. And then he passes out and stumbles onto the ground. And that's where we're end the episode.
God damn it. Oh, yes.
Thank you for listening to Legends, A Superhero Story. If you like the show, tell your friends. And if you don't, tell your enemies. We can't lose either way.
The easiest way to support the show is to become a patron at patreon.com/TheLegendsCast.
Head to thelegendscast.threadless.com to check out our heroic merch.
Join our Discord to hang out with the cast. Just click the link in the show description.
Last but not least, make sure to give us a follow on social media at The Legends Cast. Don't forget to review, follow, share, and subscribe.
See you next week.